WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everybody's having a lovely day. We've got fairly mild weather out there and dry and clear, so that's good, and sunshine. So we like all of that. Okay, so just trying to get the station set up for my show here. All right, so here we go. Right. I don't know if anybody out there listened to or watched any of the presidential debate. That's the first one that I've had a chance to tune into. It was pretty interesting. I'm not sure what else I want to say about it. Bloomberg was not on the stage. I was hearing on the way over here how he spent a lot of money on ads and digital ads and has a digital company, and very interesting to see how this is all going to play out. Of course, we've got Deval Patrick in the wings as well. Who knows? And the other thing that I was watching on public TV, they have this whole thing about Trump and his rise and all the different things that he and Breitbart did. It's pretty scary, actually. The tricks that were played. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with all of it, to tell you the truth. I'll probably be working the election. We'll see about what else happens between now and then. All right, here we go.
La 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 la.
Okay, so what's happening here in the studio is, oh no, why can't I hear? Oh, there we go. There is a problem with one of the CD players. So apparently it's skipping and trapping the CD. So I have one deck. So I have to take a CD out and put another CD in it. So it's a little bit of a delay. I apologize for that. Hopefully they'll get this fixed or get another one in here. But while I'm at it, I'm just going to share something with you. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. 0. Message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, those numbers are pretty interesting. All right. I think we're ready to go here. Let's see. I think we want this one.
livre quod shachatuv lemor.
Yeah.
So this is the voicemobile here at WMFO Tufts Radio. And if you're just tuning in, where have you been? So I hope you're enjoying. It's beautiful. The sun is shining. It's a lovely day. I'm having a little technical issue here in the studio. There's only one workable CD player. So it takes me a bit to get things in and out. So it's kind of a pain. See if they can rectify the situation, hopefully soon. But we're going to be... all right, here we go. We got this ready to go. Well, let me tell you, we started off with Lev Tahor. La Kol Zaman is the name of the song from an a cappella experience. After that, Zev Feldman and Andy Statman, The Bride's Waltz from Jewish Klezmer Music. Then Eden Mekedem, Sof Davar from Simantra. And then Zamir Korel of Boston, music of Salomoni Rossi Hebreo. And music, it's a Baroque music for the synagogue and the royal court. And the song was Keter. And then Shlomo Karlbach and Neshama Karlbach, Tanayim Nigun, from HaNeshama Shel Shlomo. And we'll just keep going now.
Die Leute starren auf alle Brüste, mit meinen Zurissen, was die nicht wissen.
Die beste Narkoriente, nicht die erste, nicht die zehnte. Alle Mädels sind bei mir heilig. Sie geben mir weg den besten Heilig.
Die riske ich hier auf der Welt und ich, ich hab nicht gar Groschen Geld.
Ich hess, liebe nicht mehr wie ein bisschen. Hör mit dir, so sein Nettes in der Schüssel. Sechs, sieben, leckerlich, acht, neun, beigelich, zehn, elf, mit Bekuch, zwölf, dreizehn, hinterlich. In Hand ein Stickel gefüllter Fisch, das ist mein Nechume. Das kennt der Quicken bei meinem Leben, oi, meine Schome.
Oi, Eider, zu hob na so man wie die mein Schmierleben. Oi, wollte ich ihm besser verkäufen, so Reus gegeben.
Eider, zu hob na so zuge. Oi, besser so sie werden die Kapurre.
Oi, Schmeier, aber kreu.
Wie wuss willst du schein?
Ach,
weiß ich mir. Oje, wo es ist mit dir?
Ich will mir nimm das Länder auf zu lachen.
Und ich will machen noch dir die Bruches.
Schmeiro.
Sprinze.
Schmeiro.
Sprinze.
Oh, mir besser schon.
Mein Herz packt, mach es auf, wird mein Bestes, kann ich mir nie.
So I thought I'd try this again. It did skip on me last time I tried to play this, which is really annoying. See if we can get it to go.
Yeah. Alle machen Tennis, Tennis, die Kalle in der Mitten, die Kalle in der Mitten. Oi, oi, singen alle, nur er schweigt allein, die Kalle, oi. Oi, 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 oi. Singen alle, nur er schweigt allein, die Kalle, oi. Oi, oi. Sein Mira Reus gefahren auf den zweiten Schlitten, auf den zweiten Schlitten. Alle machen Tonnen. Der Hossen in der Mitten, der Hossen in der Mitten. Oi, oi, singen alle nur ein Spatteln, die Kalle. Oi, 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 oi. Singen alle nur ein Spatteln, die Kalle. Oi, oi, oi. Sein Mira Reus gefahren auf den dritten Schlitten, auf den dritten Schlitten. Kalle Sattel Hossen sah die Klezmer in der Mitten.
Chasananakala, Ezekiel's Wheels. Wow. They just sound so fun. They have a residency every month at the Burn. So I think the next show is it's a Sunday, I believe. No, wait a second. Is this Sunday? No, I'm forgetting. You have to go to theburn.com to find out. Okay, so let's see. That was from the new CD called The Thread. Before that, Yitzhak Meir Helfgott. Now, I apologize, that CD has a problem, but his voice is so gorgeous, I really wanted to try and get through it. It's called Helfgott 5, but say it's Yisrael, and I've heard him live in concert. He's just brilliant, wonderful, wonderful cantor. So, Let's see, we've got to get one out and get another one in and ready. This is a challenge, I can tell you that. But I do have something else to share with you once I get this thing set. Okay, yeah, we're going to put this one in and on, and then we'll go. This is the voice mobile here at WMFO. All right, so that's all ready to go. Let me go to what I wanted to share with you. Finally, a pill. This is totally cool. A pill that could fix the root cause of diabetes. Concenter Biopharma of Jerusalem is developing a drug to treat and even prevent type 2 diabetes by restoring the body's insulin sensitivity. That is awesome. Of the 463 million people in the world with diabetes, up to 95% have type 2. It's called T2D. In T2D, peripheral diseases, mostly muscles, are resistant to insulin, a hormone made by the pancreas to stabilize blood sugar levels and enable the body to use and store sugar. Medications available today treat the symptoms and complications of T2D, but do not solve the core problem of insulin resistance. Zygosid 50, a drug under development in Israel, could be the first to restore near normal cellular sensitivity to insulin without side effects. Awesome. Center Biopharma in Jerusalem is raising funds for clinical trials approved by the FDA based on evidence from earlier testing in animal models for T2D. In December, Concenter Biopharma co-founder and CSO Professor Mati Mordechai Chevion won first place at the 17th Annual World Congress on Insulin Resistance, Diabetes, and Cardiovascular Diseases. The World Congress attracts the top researchers and clinicians who understand the problem and the limited solutions available, which aren't really solutions at all, says Concenter Biopharma co-founder and CEO Dror Chevion, Mati's son. To receive the award, out of 80 submitted abstracts and 6 chosen for presentation, is a vote of is a real vote of confidence in our science and our achievements, Dror Chevion tells Israel 21st Century. The people sitting in that conference will be the ones prescribing our drug to patients. That is totally cool. Mati Chevion developed the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory zygosid family of drugs in his lab at Hebrew University Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem. Zygosids work by robustly reducing insulin resistance and normalizing all diabetes-associated parameters to the normal range, says the professor. On the molecular level, Zygosid 50 is a potent anti-inflammatory drug that forces an intracellular exchange, removal of quote-unquote bad free iron with zinc, depositing the zinc ion within the cell walls. This is totally amazing. In 2015, some of the lab staff and their families successfully tried using Zygosid molecules topically for skin conditions including diabetic foot ulcers and psoriasis. They experienced no negative side effects. My father felt it was inhumane not to try to bring these drugs from the lab to patients. He asked me to join him and take this initiative forward, says Dror Chevion. The intellectual property was licensed to the inventors through the university and hospital tech transfer companies. Silkim Pharma was set up as a holding company for the IP. Concenter Biopharma was founded as a subsidiary in 2019 to further develop and commercialize Zygosid 50 for treating and preventing T2D. I'm totally thrilled about this because I have this kind of diabetes and I don't want to be taking drugs that are really harmful. So, I mean, I'm just, it's very incredible. So, type 2 diabetes, wow. So, 1 in 3 people has diabetes or pre-diabetes. That's a lot. Concenter's U.S. regulatory consultant, Dr. Susan Alpert, arranged meetings with the FDA in 2017 and 2018 to help determine which indication to focus on. The conclusion was to start with T2D and conduct clinical phase 1 and phase 2 trials in Israel while finalizing a pill formulation and completing preclinical toxicity studies. 1 in 3 people in the world is diabetic or pre-diabetic, says Dror Chevion. The number is expected to reach 700 million by 2045. In the United States, 31 million people suffer from diabetes and 90 million are pre-diabetic. And the age of people contracting type 2 diabetes is getting younger and younger. In animal trials, Zygosid 50 restored insulin sensitivity by better than 90%, bringing blood sugar into balance and lowering chronic and systemic inflammation levels. The drug also replenished zinc deficiency. The FDA responded to Concenter's investigational new drug application with a request for additional preclinical toxicity studies and more information on the drug's manufacturing process. This is a great achievement for a small company, notes Dror Chevion. We are working on accommodating those requests and making the final formulation of the drug as a pill. We plan to perform clinical studies here in Israel. Then we will submit another IND application to go to phase 2B by the end of 2020. We are currently raising funds to do all of that. Concenter was self-funded until 6 months ago. The company will launch a $5 million round for its T2D activities during 2020. Concenter Biopharma's scientific advisory board includes 3 globally recognized diabetes experts, Dr. Peter Naworth of Germany, Dr. Ralph DeFronzo from the United States, and Dr. Itamar Raz, chairman of the Israeli Council on Diabetes and the National Diabetes Prevention and Care Plan. Diabetes is a global epidemic and is expected to grow, says Dror Chevion. The estimated cost of treating diabetes per year is over $850 billion. Wow. More than 150 companies are developing diagnostics or applications for diabetes, but there are no drugs to treat the actual problem of insulin resistance without side effects. This is what we are doing. You know, to all those people out there who want to, you know, BDS Israel, you know, block this and block that. You know, people really get a clue. Israel has more technology and does more good around the world than any other developed country. It's ridiculous. And those of you with diabetes should certainly not want to block anything of Israel. That's just my shtick. Okay, here we go.
והכל כאן מואר, והיופי הזה ואחזר ממרומי מיטתי. העיר פרוסה לרגלי, זאת תהיה ממלכתך אם תבואי אליי. חיה מיוסרת, הלו תשמיעי קול לפני שאשקע אל עצב עמוק וכחול. ירח עולה והכל כאן מואר, והיופי הזה מתוק ואכזר. ממרומי מיטתי העיר פרוסה לרגלי, זאת תהיה ממלכתך